Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Samantala, COVID update po muna tayo dito sa Australia na itala ang tatlo pang mga kaso ng coronavirus na konektado sa Australia Open. Dahil dito umiinit ang mga tensyon para sa mahigit 100,000 manlalaro ng tennis at mga support staff na nasa quarantine bago pa man ang napipintong torneo. Sa New South Wales naman, good news ang sumalubong sa mga residente dahil maaaring paluwagan ang ilang mga restriksyon sa susunod na linggo. Ang mga detalye ng ulat ni Sarah Clarkland na isinalin sa Wikang Filipino. Lalong lumalaki ang mga kaso ng coronavirus sa mga naka-quarantine para sa Australian Open. Kamakailan, 3 kaso ang naitala sa COVID data ngayong Webes. Umabot na sa 10 ang bilang ng mga kaso mula sa kanilang grupo. Samantala, ipinaliwanag naman ng ministro ng pulisya na si Liza Neville ang mga detalye ng kaso.
One is another player and one is a support person with that player. So what that means is that DHS will obviously go through and look at those test results very closely to ensure that it's not shedding. But in the meantime, though, the player, the support person and their bubble, so the other support person and player they're with, will not be training until we have a final confirmation.
Baguhan lang din ay nag-post ng video ang Russian player na si Yulia Putintseva kaugnay sa hygiene ng hotel room at inihalin tulad ang mga silid bilang isang bilangguan. Ani Ms. Neville, naiintindihan nila ang sitwasyon ng mga players at ginagawa nila ang lahat ng makakaya para sa kaligtasan ng mga naka-quarantine.
We're doing everything we can to make sure these rooms don't have mice. Everyone is responsible. We don't send cleaners into these rooms. Everyone has to clean their own room. This is for everyone in hotel quarantine. So every tennis player needs to clean their own room and change their own beds if they want that and ask for linen to do that. So I just encourage them to keep, you know, to minimise interaction with the mice. We will keep doing pest control if we need to, but hopefully that pest control work that was done this week will have fixed the problem.
Tungkol naman sa gastos ng Australian Open, tinatayang nakakahalaga ang mga quarantine arrangement ng mahigit $1 million. Ayon kay Craig Tilley ng Tennis Australia, ang gastos ay bahagyang nagmula sa pera ng mga taxpayers. Ngunit nilinaw ni Ms. Neville na ang kabuuang pondo ay mula sa Tennis Australia program. Kahapon nagmarka ang 14 na magkasunod na araw na walang naitalang kaso ng COVID sa Victoria. Samantala, good news naman ang ating hatid mula sa New South Wales dahil maaaring iangat sa susunod na linggo ang mga restriksyon matapos ang pagpupulong ng gabinete ng Estado. Sinabi ni Premier Gladys Berejiklian na inaasahan ng mga otoridad na iangat ang mga paghihigpit sa mga kondisyon sa Avalon Cluster kung tataas ang antas ng testing.
We are looking to move as closely as we can to what we had pre-Avalon, and however, I do want to foreshadow that mask wearing in certain settings might be something we keep indefinitely because what we do want to do is encourage people to be able to move around as much as possible freely, resume their workplaces, travel where they need to go to. But we're also very keen to make sure what we announce is simple and holistic.
Nakapagtala ang New South Wales ng 0 cases sa 3rd magkakasunod na araw. Ang balita ay dumating matapos na naitala ng New South Wales ang 0 na kaso. Naitala rin ng Queensland ang 0 na bagong lokal na kaso at 2 bagong impeksyon para sa mga bumalik na manlalakbay mula sa Estados Unidos. Sinabi ni Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk na dapat mabawasan ang mga paghihigpit sa coronavirus sa Greater Brisbane ngayong Biyernes.
So once again, really good news. And of course, we are 100% on track to lift those restrictions if everything goes well in the next 24 hours.
Samantala, mahalaga naman ang paglabas ng bakuna sa pagbubukas ng international border. Ibinunyag ng health chief na maaring hindi pa makakapagbiyahe hanggang 2022. Sinabi ni Prime Minister Scott Morrison sa 2GB, magdedepende ito ayon sa kalalabasan ng vaccine program.
What we've done all the way through this COVID crisis is just take one step at a time based on the information we had at the time, not get too far ahead of ourselves. And I was on a call the other night with the Norwegian Prime Minister and a number of the others. They're in the early stages of the vaccine program in a lot of those countries. And, you know, there are a few hiccups there, but they're getting past them. And what we've learned all the way through is things change quickly, and that means they can improve quickly, but sometimes they can deteriorate quickly too. So we just got to play it one step at a time and not create too much anxiety about what might or might not happen.
Nagkomento din si Prime Minister ukol sa plano ni Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk na i-quarantine ang mga biyahero sa mga mining camp. Habang nagdulot ng alarma ito sa Gladstone Council, bukas umano si Morrison na pakinggan ang paning ni Palaszczuk sa pambansang gabinete.
Well, we're already doing that up in the Northern Territory. I mean, we've had, I think, around 70 chartered flights already trying to bring Australians back. And a lot of those have gone through the Howard Springs facility up there in the Territory. We've got another 20 flights that I approved on the weekend. And that means, you know, we're going to keep the pace of getting people home. Look, I haven't got a proposal yet, but I'm catching up with her in Brisbane on Friday. So I imagine we'll have a bit more of a chat about that. In regional communities, there will be understandable anxiety about, well, what does this mean? How's that going to work? Well, if it can't be in Brisbane, why does it have to be here? And those issues have to be worked through.
Para sa mga health and support measures ukol sa COVID-19 pandemic, sa ating wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.